about.
Warning, announcing the commencement of the annual purge.
At the siren, all crime, including murder, will be legal for 12 hours. Your government thanks you for your participation.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Kevin and Bean, both on the radio at the same time?
Punk ass bitch.
If you're like most people, you look in the mirror and say, "Oh my God, what a disgusting face. What kind of a nose is that? Is that a chin? Or did someone just barf all over my face?"
And now,
this can't be real life. Pinch me right now because this can't be real.
I'm not going to pinch you, but I can tell you life is strange and this is happening.
Our feature presentation.
Good morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Wednesday morning, the 15th of November.
You went by in such a blur. I want to make sure I saw it correctly. Are you wearing a vest?
Yes, one of his vests that he wears with no shirt under,
right.
Just chains.
Uh-huh.
It's weird.
And the buttons are buttoned all the way down to my belly button.
Yeah.
So you can see my chest.
Straight from a Village People concert?
Right.
What happened?
Yes. No,
what?
I just wearing a shirt. What are you talking about?
I thought you were wearing a vest when you went by.
No, it's just a shirt.
Wearing a t-shirt, a Ruka t-shirt.
Like every day.
Okay, well, I thought there was something on top of it. Like I said,
it
was like watching the Flash go by, you know? You're such a, you zipped on by the camera there, and I just,
Should I slow down and,
no.
And give you a spin next time so you
go? Oh, that would be nice.
Right?
Really show off your non-vest.
I was just checking. You know, I didn't know. Hey, so much show, and I have a thing, but this just in, Chip was part of rock and roll history last night.
All right.
Yeah, Chip was at a very, very exciting, long-awaited thing. Chip, tell us about it.
I went to the STP show, the Troubadour, last night.
Fantastic.
With their new singer.
And?
Sounded really, really good.
And?
Awesome.
And?
And?
Who was it?
His name's Jeff...
Jeff Goot.
Yeah, I don't know his last name, Jeff Goot. I guess he came from X Factor. That's where he got...
Why did they make it a secret then? Were we guessing that the only reason they would make it a secret is if it was somebody that we knew?
I don't think so. I mean, I didn't expect to know who the person was. I thought if it was somebody who was known, it would have been announced ahead of time. I was expecting it
opposite.
To be an unknown.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And so, go ahead.
And he sounded good?
Yeah, and I was telling Allie, the first song, you know, the band comes out first, and then Jeff walks out, and there's no introduction for him. He just had a name tag on his shirt that said, "My name is Jeff."
That's funny.
That's pretty good. But they played, I don't know, over an hour?
Wow.
And played one new song, I think it was called Meadow, and everything sounded great.
I was going to say, how does he compare?
I mean, obviously, like...
There's only one Scott.
There's only one Scott.
There's only one Chester.
Yeah, but he sounded great, like, great stage presence. I never got to see STP with Scott. Like, that was...
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. So I can't compare live, like, and I love the STP records, and I saw Chester with him, and he sounded good.
Right.
But I think he holds his own.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. That's good news.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I like the other guys in that band. I wish them nothing but success, so
same.
I hope this one works out.
Mm-hmm.
Just it seems like, you know, you take that job and you take your life into your hands.
Yeah, that's not
I
really
don't
the
think
case.
That's
there.
What
yeah.
it is, Bean.
It's not how it works.
Mm-mm.
Two for two.
That's
it just
not
seems
how it
like,
works.
Nope.
Not
seems
funny.
Like there's a
nope.
high
not
level.
Not even amusing.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be funny. I'm just saying.
Well, you're not even being clever.
Something about that job.
Maybe stop talking.
Nope.
No more.
Here's a woman making very bad choices in Colorado Springs. It doesn't say how old she is, but a lawsuit has been filed because she is the latest in a long line of people in this particular county in Colorado where you go to trial, let me say this, you get arrested, you go in front of a judge, and they set a trial date, and you are released on your own recognizance because you are not a flight risk.
Right.
However, in this particular county, and only in this county in Colorado, you also have to post a fee, a $55 paperwork fee, a pretrial court processing fee, they call it, for $55. And it is surprising to me that so many people, including this woman filing the lawsuit, are unable to pay that $55, so they just end up staying in jail. She was in jail for 27 days, though the judge said, you're not a flight risk. You're coming back for trial, right? She said, yes. Okay, you're free to go on your own recognizance. But she didn't have the $55.
Why?
Why?
That's my question.
Okay, all right.
Why what?
When I started the why, I figured that there was going to be more, but no.
Uh-huh.
Why would they hold him in jail just because they don't have $55?
You just answered the question in your question.
That's insane.
Because they don't have $55.
Right, but that's stupid.
It's happened to hundreds of people. One previous prisoner was in jail for 119 days because he or she didn't have $55. And by the way, in case you're curious, what it costs to hold a prisoner, this is your tax dollars at work.
Yeah, great.
What it costs to keep this prisoner in jail for 27 days, $2,400 is what the state of Colorado had to pay to keep her because she didn't have $55. She's like, look, I didn't think you could keep someone in jail just because they were poor, which is essentially what sounds like it's happening. But I also think that this woman, as I mentioned, makes a lot of bad choices. I mean, she was arrested for felony narcotics possession. She was caught with a gram or a third of a gram of methamphetamine. Mm-hmm. She also has three children, one of whom is a newborn.
Mm. Wow.
Who, by the way, all three kids are now were put into foster care after she was in jail and, you know, there wasn't any sign that she was coming back. After 27 days, she changed her plea to guilty so that she could get out. She said that was the only way she could. Otherwise, she would have had to stay in jail all the way up until her trial.
Oh, man.
Wow, that's
so
crazy.
Isn't that a bizarre story? I mean, I don't know what the right answer is here, but this seems like the wrong answer.
I let her out for like a couple of hours to sell some meth. And then she'll show right back up.
I don't think that's the right answer.
She'll be flush with cash, and then she'll just go ahead and pay it.
No indication that she was selling, by the way. Mm. I think she was using.
Way to go, Kevin. Way to make her a dealer.
I thought that's what we were all saying.
So anyway, I don't know what the lawsuit is going to be, but this seems like the type of thing that the ACLU or somebody's going to pick up on and fight for these people. But it does seem like a tiny amount of money to keep somebody in jail for and keep them away. Because you got to imagine, people are going to lose their houses. You know, people lose their jobs. Car payments can't be made, things like that, if you're just in jail week after week after week just because of $50.
Yeah, this happens every city, everywhere, USA. Absolutely.
Well, 100%. It says in this article, this is the only county in Colorado that has this restriction. Every other county, if you're released on your own recognizance, you walk out the door. It doesn't cost you a penny. So I don't know. Like I said, the story was new to me.
And I wonder if the $55 really has anything to do with the paperwork, because does it cost $55 to do that paperwork?
Yeah. I don't know how.
Probably not.
I don't know how that was arrived
at. It's like a copy and a signature.
Maybe there's like a stamp.
Oh, yeah. There could be a stamp. I didn't think about the $54 stamp.
Yep.
All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
It's called White Male Privilege, dickwad.
You have an emotional support animal, and you're a fraud. Am I right?
A lot are.
All right.
Some aren't.
Hard to tell. Talked about a story in the news. Maybe you heard it a few minutes ago on K-Rock about the emotional support squirrel. And Kevin is going to prove today that 98% of people with emotional support animals are faking it.
I mean, I'm guessing 90%.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys think it's much lower than that? Like, am I way off base?
No, I don't think you're way off base.
Okay. Bean?
I'm not sure I'm willing to go 90, but I think the majority of people really don't. I think they could survive in the world without their animal.
Right.
I do.
Yeah. Also on today's show, we've got the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices.
Mm-hmm.
We have, I don't know if you've heard about this, but Facebook wants to keep your nude and sex pictures off the internet. So what they want you to do is send them in.
I'm sorry?
Yeah. Send in your photos of you nude and or having sex.
And they'll take care of them.
They'll protect you to make sure that those pictures don't get on the internet.
Come on.
That's true.
Oh.
By the way, that email address, if you're not going to be with us later, is bean@krock.com. That's how you keep them safe.
Comedian Jeff Ross on the program today.
Love Jeff.
I do too. Liam Gallagher will be here.
Okay.
How about that?
What?
What?
I mean, he's booked.
Oh, that wasn't about Liam Gallagher.
Oh, no, I like him very much.
About the chances of him coming.
Yeah, I'm just thinking. He's Mr. Rock and Roll Star. He's going to look at an 8 a.m. start time, and he's going to say, no, sir. But we'll see. We're hopeful.
I wouldn't doubt it. But hopefully he'll be here. Also, we have a pair of passes to the exclusive pre-release listening party with U2 in support of the new album, Songs of Experience. You get to sit with the band and listen to their album. So we got that coming up this morning. And we've got your tickets for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas as well. We'll take a break. 106.7 K.
Wow.
Was that Bertation?
Ladies and gentlemen.
What?
Did it finally happen?
Yeah.
Standing on.
106.7 K-Rock. Is okay. KROQ. Uh-huh.
Hall of Fame!
Kevin and Bean Show. Mm. 554. Yeah. I'm going to take it easy now for a second. I'm going to lay down.
Take off that vest, man.
Right, the vest. That's what's happening.
You had a good run.
You had a good run. That's how you have to look at it, Kevin.
Right.
Hey, that's Ralph Garman right there.
Right.
Everybody got their Thanksgiving pants?
Thanksgiving pants.
Get your Thanksgiving pants.
That's a thing?
Yeah.
Is this something to accommodate getting fat over the course of a few hours while you eat too much?
Exactly. When you sit down at your Thanksgiving meal, you're one size. And then when you gorge yourself, God bless America, to the point of rupturing a major organ, those pants just aren't comfortable anymore. Well, thanks to the good folks at Stovetop Stuffing, they have introduced expandable pants. Got a special stretchy waistband and leftover appropriate pockets. The pockets are sealed so you can put leftovers inside them if you want.
Hmm.
Pants cost just
$19.98. Hmm. It sounds high quality.
I'll have you know, Kevin, the pant is based on the same technology used in astronauts' underpants.
Yeah, Kevin.
It can expand to more than two times their original size.
I'm sorry, did you say that you could take food and put it in your pockets?
Yes.
You know, leftovers.
Wait, happens to astronauts in space up there? What?
Well, sometimes, when the craft gets depressurized, their bodies expand.
That much?
I'm making stuff up.
In their underwear area?
Yeah, their penises get huge.
Holy crap, I gotta get to space.
Sometimes.
Darkly.
Right.
All will be carved.
Sometimes in space, a thing will burst right out of your chest, run across the floor.
Wow.
So that's a documentary.
I didn't realize that.
So, ThanksgivingDinnerPants.com. You may want to check that out. ThanksgivingDinnerPants.com.
You'll come home for the holidays in a body bag.
Right? You'll be the leftovers.
I love that you've already eaten so much that you need to change the waistline of your pants. And then you're going to put leftovers in your pockets.
Yeah. Well, because you're going to get hungry again later.
I love that.
Not like that's your last meal.
Yeah, you know, your body doesn't stop using food, Kevin.
Just for a while after a meal like that. Just saying.
Look, if anybody wants to talk about stuff that's in pants
and them.
Pockets,
so maybe
you may not be the guy to throw that first stone.
So I should be quiet there?
I'm just saying.
Okay. Accepted.
Your pants have been known to hold a leftover or two. Your pockets have been known to be filled with surprise food.
At times, that is true.
Okay.
What light bulbs?
This year, there will be no leftovers.
Yeah. They're being Kevin's pants. Cardi B, she's the best, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's the best. She has just revealed a new interview that she's enjoying the fruits of her labor, burning through that cash. Oh, she's going to be so broke so soon. It's going to be hilarious. She may hold the record in terms of people who have burned through whatever money they made.
What could she be doing?
Well, she bought herself a new pair of breast implants. It's not cheap.
Okay.
Some butt injections. A Patek Philippe watch that, by the way, she said promptly went missing. She doesn't know where that is. She
good. Lost it. Good.
And just got herself a burnt orange Bentley SUV that cost $240,000.
Wow.
Here's the rub. She does not drive.
Okay.
So that's good, right?
It's a good choice.
Right. Meanwhile, on to talented women in music. Shakira's in big, big trouble.
For what?
She had to cancel her entire European tour because her vocal cords are hemorrhaging.
Oh, no.
Yes. The hemorrhage on her vocal cords has not healed well enough for her to sing. Shakira posted yesterday. For the last 5 months, I've been wholly dedicated to preparing my El Dorado World Tour. However, these past few days, just before my first concerts, have been some of the hardest of my career. Unfortunately, the hemorrhaging doesn't appear to have reabsorbed, and my nightmare continues. At the moment, I find myself in a difficult battle as I try to fully recover. So the tour has been postponed until 2018, and more information to come. I can imagine as a singer, it's terrifying when that kind of thing happens to your vocal cords. And in an equally upsetting story, her hips were caught lying this week. So,
when it rains, it pours, huh?
Just saying, not a good week for her. A lot of bad stuff going on with her
body. That isn't good for you.
You can't count on your hips,
right,
to not lie, and you're Shakira. What? Don't give me that look, woman. Today's celebrity birthdays, Ed Asner. Catch. There's no catch.
There's no catch.
88 years old today. Johnny Lee Miller is 45 years old. Nickelback singer Chad Kroeger is 40. That's just it.
Yeah, let's take that off. Doesn't need to be there.
Billy Corgan did that interview this week. Did you guys see it where he was praising Chad Kroeger as being an amazing songwriter?
Well, it's Billy Corgan, another douchebag.
All right?
They all stick together. They all go to the meetings.
Douchebag meetings?
Oh, yeah. They have big conventions. Lily Aldridge, the model, is 32 years old today. Rapper B, mother loving O to the B, is 29 years old today. I wonder if he got his money for his satellites and his hot air balloons and
his spaceships
and his shoe mirrors. He's got all kinds of things in plan to show us whether the Earth is flat or not. He's a flat earther.
That's
right.
And actress Shailene Woodley.
Sunshine on my
vagina
makes me happy.
Now he'll sing.
She's 26 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
So you want to hear the new U2 album with the band? You can. We got tickets you can win to that coming up here in a little bit on K-Rock. Also, more tickets for K-Rock Guys Night Out, which is going to be at the Bike this Friday night. And tickets for the Trojans Bruins as well, playing at the Coliseum this Saturday. A lot of good stuff. And Acoustic Christmas tickets, too. We're just giving away everything today.
Right.
So stand by to win.
A networking event in Georgia offers an interesting twist, a chance to meet a black person.
What?
That sounds like I'm making a bad joke.
Yeah.
It's real.
I'm interested. Tell me more.
It's near Lawrenceville, which is right outside Atlanta. Cheryl Moses is the name of the founder of Urban Media Makers. And she says that about 75% of white people in America don't know a black person.
Now, let's stop right there. Allie, do you have any black friends?
I do.
The kind, not just people that you know and met, but people that you socialize with?
Have been in their weddings.
Okay.
A godmother. Yeah.
So you're in a 25%. Then how about you, Kevin? Black friends?
Yes.
Socialize with?
Yeah.
Been in their homes?
Yes.
Just checking.
Banged them? Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Whoa. Well, you guys are in the minority, it sounds like. 75% of white people don't have any black friends. So that's why they're doing, that's why they're having this come meet a black person event. Because it sounds like they're saying, and this is, again, is coming from it's a group of independent black filmmakers and content creators. So largely African-American people are saying, hey, nothing to be afraid of. Come on over here and meet us. Let's be friends.
In Atlanta, of all places.
Yeah, I would think it would be difficult to not know a black person.
Maybe like Minnesota.
Yeah.
Something. Atlanta?
I think this is a great idea. Do you guys disagree?
Yes. I think it sounds weird, and you're equating this one black person that'll be at the event as all, this is our representative. Here you go.
I think they're going to invite a lot of black folks, though. My guess is that they're going to, I mean, that's how I would run an event like this. So it's going to be, it's like any other networking mixer. It's going to have ID badges and food and drinks and giveaways, and it's going to introduce black folks to white folks to become friends. So I think it's a great idea. But look, we always get in trouble whenever we try to guess about race relations. We're not mature enough to speak on the subject. That's why we have an expert on file that we go to. Our friend Bruce Endicott is on the line from the organization Coffee. He always helps talk us through some of these difficult conversations. Bruce, welcome back to the show, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, Kevin Bean. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Great.
We're doing great. For our listeners who've not heard you and speak of your organization before, Coffee stands for?
Coffee is an organization to help bridge the divide between people of different races, different cultures, religions, and sexes. Mm-hmm. And it's a group of affluent white Protestants who have gathered together to try to complete this mission. And the name stands for Caucasian Organization for Friendship Enveloping Everyone.
Okay. Fair enough. So when you hear about this meeting that's going to be taking place tomorrow in Lawrenceville, Georgia, I would imagine you would be all for this.
I am. And I would like to hear more from the lady who thinks it's going to be one black guy in a big convention hall full of white people.
I just feel like that's what it feels like. Like, come meet our black representatives.
Well, no.
It'll be
many, many black people and many white people extending handshakes and having conversations and getting to know each other. And here's a well-known fact about any sort of bigotry. It's almost impossible to hold on to those bigotries when you are interacting and have an interpersonal relationship with a person from that group. When someone is isolated, when you can just name them as a group without knowing them personally, it's much easier to hate. And this way, by meeting them face-to-face, interacting with them, they're much more aptly to treat them as they would want to be treated themselves, and it can make a real difference.
All right, that sounds good.
Getting all sorts of warm, fuzzy feelings right now, Bruce. You're saying all the right things.
Well, it's because it's very important for this stuff to happen, and we will be attending. Come meet a black person. We would like everyone to, if you can, get to Lawrenceville and attend as well. And there are some guidelines as you meet black folk, as I like to call them, that it helps to warm up the conversation immediately, to start breaking that ice that sometimes racial tension can present.
This sounds like a good tip. All right.
When you first meet a black person, go, "What's that?"
Nope.
Yes.
They'll
see them. They'll perk up immediately. Their eyes and their ears get perky, and they can tell right away that you're on the same level. Who's that private dick who's the sex machine with all the chicks? You should ask them that question. And then they'll probably say, "Shaft." And you say, "Damn."
And all of a sudden, you guys are just laughing and having fun like you've known each other your whole life.
Wait, they just say, "Damn."
Exactly. Say, "Damn straight."
Oh, shit. Mm.
That shaft is one bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
I'm just talking about shaft, you
ladies
can say
gentlemen.
To them. You say, "Hey, my soul brother."
Nope.
No.
I don't think so.
Skin. Hey,
no.
that Louis Armstrong is a hell of a trumpeter, isn't he?
No, you don't say that, Bruce.
Oh, come on, you jive turkey. Let's go get some punch over at the punch bowl.
Nope. No,
and
sir.
While we're over there, let's see if we can find some OPP.
You don't.
I'm down with OPP.
You don't say any
you know
of that.
Yeah, I do know you.
Hey, Liam Gallagher is coming in later today, you guys.
Right?
Played the Wiltern last night. He's got an outstanding solo album out right now. Very excited to have him on. We've had his brother on a bunch of times. I don't know that we've ever had Liam in as a guest, have we?
I don't think so. By himself, no.
Yeah, so that'll be fun coming up at the 8 o'clock hour this morning. It is exciting. I hope he's wearing a parka. Hey, yesterday on the show, we brought you a story about an emotional sports squirrel. And it was very entertaining. And we kind of got on the topic of emotional sport animals. Now, we should say there are people, and I have seen extremely moving stories of veterans, for instance, who come back with PTSD, and then all they need is their dog
Agreed.
To calm them down.
Agreed.
I mean, that is a true emotional support animal, and I believe with all my heart that dog is doing what you want that dog to be doing to help that soldier. But then there are a lot of people who just want to take their pets everywhere.
But then there are the 95% of the rest of them.
Right.
Yeah.
There was a story recently about a U.S. Airways flight out of Connecticut where they ended up having to remove a pig from a plane because it just was acting up. Because let's remember, these emotional support animals are not the same as service animals. So they don't go through the training. Like the service dogs, for instance, they go through a lot of training so they know how to behave in public and they don't disrupt things and they're well-behaved and all that. If it's just an emotional support animal, your dog can be a terror, and somebody's got to deal with that on a plane. In this case, it was a pig. This passenger had tied the pig to the armrest, and it was just creating havoc with everyone around it.
No, it sounds like a great plan.
It was a 70-pound pig. By the way, I've had lots of pigs in my life, you know, and they are wonderful pets. But just like any other pet, some of them are well-behaved and some are not. And this guy ended up being asked to leave the plane with his emotional support pig.
Remember when Lightning House sat for you and stood up on the couch because Bean's pigs were attacking him?
Oh, no.
They didn't really attack people, but
he was standing on the couch.
He wouldn't get down. He was unfamiliar with how they play, I think is what was going on. Lightning, by the way, Allie, you'll appreciate this. He also was chased up a tree by one of my cows one time and wouldn't come down because he was convinced my cow was trying to kill him.
Real animal guy.
Yeah, you may have picked the wrong guy to house sit.
Yeah, maybe so. So anyway, we want to talk about emotional support animals because I would be willing to bet in our vast Kevin and Bean audience, there must be people out there who have emotional support animals, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Sure. I would also guess that most people in our audience that call their pets emotional support pets don't have them for the right reason. They just want to take their pet someplace.
Now, let me ask you this, because, again, and we talked a lot about this off-air, but not much on-air, the difference between the emotional support and the what's the other one?
Service
animals. Yes, thank you. Is that you have – there's training and there's a paperwork and there's a doctor and all of that involved. Do you skirt some of that with the emotional support? Do you just claim it's an emotional support animal because nobody can really ask you for documentation
or backup or anything like that?
I think if you have certification, it involves going to a website and sending a check.
For like a dollar.
I think it's a little more. Hence the scam.
We got a tweet from a woman this morning at Kevin and Bean who worked as an usher at the Rose Bowl, I want to say, if I remember correctly. And she said a woman showed up at the AC/DC concert with her emotional support goat.
Nope. Come on.
You know what? I want to go see this concert, but I'm really stressed out right now. But if I take my goat with me, it's going to be okay.
Wouldn't you be so much more nervous to have a goat at the Rose Bowl?
Yes.
With all those people?
That'd be terrifying.
Yes. And I also think it would be, terrifying for the goat, right?
Yeah. Right? The goat can't like AC/DC.
Yeah, there's no way. There's no way that many people and as close as the seats are together and that much noise of that music, I would imagine it would not be where a goat wants to be. So we got an emotional support goat. We got this emotional support pig on a plane. Dave reminded us yesterday there was a story not too long ago about an emotional support duck that was also brought on a plane.
Sure.
We've seen a photo of an emotional support turkey also brought on a plane. A lot of times they make the news when they're on planes.
Sure.
But we want to hear from you, the Kevin and Bean listener. If you have an emotional support animal, whether it's legitimate or not, we're opening up the phone lines for both kinds, right?
Yeah, you can call us anonymously if you want just to out yourself and just say that, I'm just taking my pet with me wherever I go because I can. So 1-800-520-1067. If you have a real one or if you have a fake one, give us a call and we'll talk to you next on K-Rock. All right, let's take one call just ahead of Nirvana, talking about people who have real and or fake emotional support animals. Where do we want to go here?
Let's go to Matt in Fontana, line one.
Matt, hi.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, thank you.
I have an emotional support dog for my wife. We had actually trained the dog to follow the same type of cues that a service animal would, but we couldn't get the actual certification. The way we went through it was we had a family member train the dog, and then when we went, they told us that we had to go to the actual training for it.
Have an actual professional do it.
But the way that we do it is she's the emotional dog for my wife for her anxiety and other things like that.
And does the dog help?
Yes, she does. She goes and travels around perfectly. She acts just like a normal service dog.
Wow.
She actually is becoming even a close part with me and my father, who actually had a stroke.
Wow.
So she's taking on a lot of different roles of the service dog, despite the fact that she is emotional.
How about that? What happens if your wife goes someplace and she doesn't have her little dog with her?
My dog will actually stay at the house if we have to leave her and we can't take her somewhere because, you know, some places they have that problem with the emotional support dog not being acknowledged.
Right.
So the dog will actually start freaking out a little bit because she realizes that, hey, I have to be with my.
All right, let me ask you this then. Madden, you're very kind to call and we appreciate it, but have you considered getting an emotional support dog for your emotional support dog? It sounds like that dog's got some anxiety.
You know what the dog does? She's very protective over us. So if we're gone, she gets very excited.
Again, thanks for calling. Keep doing what you're doing, my friend. All right, talking about emotional support animals this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. Kevin, you say most of them are fake. Who's the fakest one you see on the phone board here? Who should we go to that you think is gaming the system?
All?
I'm gonna try Mike. Let's try Mike in Redondo Beach. Okay. He's on line three. He may be your guy. He may be the test case you're looking for.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, thank you.
Emotional support animals. What do you got?
Fake emotional support animal.
You have a fake one.
Fantastic. Tell us more.
My wife, I came home from work one day, and she says, oh, Lily, who's our dog, she's an 8-pound chihuahua. She says, Lily's an emotional support animal. And I was like, what? She just went on a website. She Googled it and found a website where she paid some amount of money. She wouldn't tell me. And we got a certificate and a letter saying that our dog is an emotional support animal. Mm-hmm. And I guess technically you're supposed to accompany that with a doctor's note or something to sure. go with it, but nobody asks for it. So
I think that's the thing, is there's really no way to really do a deep dive background check, so they just accept your word for it.
Because they don't want to get sued. Like, so if you bring your dog into Target, the last thing they want to do is refuse you service, and then they end up getting sued because you actually legally were allowed to have your dog. People don't know. The average person on the street doesn't know what the law is. I don't blame them.
Right. And we kind of got bit on it. She was renting out her mother's house for a while, and the people, when they moved in, they said they didn't have a dog because there was a $400, you know, pet deposit. And then, like, 2 days later, the neighbors were calling about a dog in the backyard barking all through the night, and it turns out that they did have a dog, and they were trying to ask really nicely if they could have the dog, and they would pay a little bit extra rent, whatever. And then
I have a question. Did we just change stories?
Yeah, I think we did. You lost me there, but thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Thanks so much, Mike.
Support dog, fake.
Let's go to Sarah in Highland Park, though. She is mad at the fakers because her support animal is legit. She's on line 7, Highland Park, please.
Hey, Sarah.
Hi. So I want to clarify that a support animal is not a service animal.
Right.
And you cannot bring the support animal in public. You are not allowed to do that. Like, a dog, you can because you have to walk it, but you can't, like, bring it with you to the... All support animal means is you're allowed to have it in housing.
Oh, so, really? That's interesting. Yes. Okay, I didn't know that.
That's legally all it means, and all you do need is a doctor's note. There isn't any kind of certification process, so yes, people do take that, and that's what I get angry at, is that I have a cat that I really do need to have, and I used to live in Santa Cruz, which has a housing crisis, and landlord after landlord would deny it because they would assume I was faking, because so many people just say, pretend you have a support animal.
Right.
But... Yeah.
Sarah, I'm interested in hearing how you discovered that you needed an emotional support cat.
Because I am a lovely wreck of a human, and I kind of feel like a lot of people that their animal is emotional support, but of course everyone has different levels of stress and mental illness, and for me, in my depression and anxiety, and especially when I've been suicidal, my cat has basically been the thing to help me to life very much, so I need him to live with me, but I'm not going to take him, like, to the store. He's a cat. That would be
gotcha
ridiculous.
Gotcha. So in other words, if this isn't too much of a simplification, just having something that you're responsible for its well-being and keeping it alive and keeping it healthy and happy and fed kind of gives you a reason to go on some days.
It does, also because he loves me so much. But yes, the very responsibility that I need, I might not want to get up to feed myself, but I have to feed him.
All right.
So
good for you. Kevin, how do you feel about Sarah?
I think we'll allow it.
Kevin says he'll allow it.
I think I'll allow it, yeah.
Thank you.
He's with you on all the fakers. Thank you very much. All right, let's do one more. Let's make it Lindsay in Long Beach, line 6. You guys ready for a support guinea pig?
Sure.
Well,
hey, Lindsay.
Yeah. Hi, good morning.
What's up?
So, yeah, I had a guinea pig, and I was actually living in an apartment where you weren't allowed to have pets. And so a friend of mine had said that, you know, hey, pet policies in the state of California don't apply if you have them certified as an emotional support animal. So I actually went to my doctor and said, I have this guinea pig that's my emotional support animal. And it ended up working out, so my landlord couldn't evict me.
So you did that just so you could keep the guinea pig, not because it's emotional support.
Correct.
What was your doctor's reaction? Did he roll his eyes? Did he or she roll his eyes when you asked for the paperwork?
You know, I had a really unique doctor at the time. She had, like, 3 pugs that would, like, hang out in her office. So, luckily, she was actually pretty cool about it.
All right. You found a crazy animal doctor. Well, to go. Way to go. All right.
Big hugs to your guinea pig.
Thanks.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. And coming up in the next hour, we've got your passes for an exclusive pre-release listening party with you too. Get to hear the new album before everybody else. The album's called Songs of Experience. It comes out on December 1st. You get to listen to it at November 27th with the band.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
People are going to be so amazed how nice, how friendly the band is, too, by the way.
And how funny The Edge is as well.
Yes. Yeah. Great great guys. It's going to be a lot of fun. They've never done anything like this, and they're more than 40 years together. So it's an exclusive deal you can get into in minutes here on K-Rock. Ralph joins us now. Time for another look at the Showbiz Beat here on a Wednesday morning. What's going on?
Film producer Harvey Weinstein was the recipient of a lawsuit yesterday from an unnamed actress who claims not only did he pleasure himself in front of her, but also raped her. The name used in the lawsuit is Jane Doe. She has not identified herself, but she said she met with Harvey at the Montage Hotel in Beverly Hills to discuss a job on the TV series Marco Polo, only to have him grab her wrists with one hand and begin to expose himself and pleasure himself with the other, and then forcibly pushed her down on the bed and sexually assaulted and raped her. So this lawsuit, I can't imagine... I don't know when Marco Polo was on the air, but I can't imagine why it would be a lawsuit and not criminal charges. But I'm sure we'll find out more as this proceeding moves forward. But another horrible story in a line of horrible stories about this horrible human being. And then on the other side, Rose McGowan, one of the first accusers of Harvey Weinstein. Now she's in trouble. She's been arrested for a felony possession of a controlled substance. She had to turn herself in yesterday in Virginia. Was arrested and booked before being released on bond for a case where the police found traces of cocaine in her personal belongings, which had been left behind on a United Airlines flight arriving in Washington, D.C. back on January 20th. She is claiming it is a conspiracy to silence her, tweeting what a load of horse S regarding her arrest. But, and I feel bad sometimes for the other women who have been sexually assaulted by Harvey Weinstein, that sometimes she is seen as the spokesperson for them, because she's not. She's just one person, and she sometimes even victims can do bad things and get in trouble with the law, and they're not. She doesn't get a wash and a pass because she was the victim.
Right.
So I think it's important to separate each of the victims individually and know that they're all different people, and whatever problems Rose McGowan may get into has no reflection.
Is she claiming that this was a setup in that they weren't her drugs, that somebody planted them so that they could arrest her?
She hasn't given any details regarding how this is a conspiracy to silence her, but she claims all of this is part of a vast conspiracy to keep her quiet.
I'm guessing that's what horse S means.
Well, an article came out yesterday, and she apparently got a Instagram message from a user she didn't know that said, "You left your wallet on your Saturday flight with your two bags of coke." Then the account was deactivated 2 days later, but she kept screenshots and whatnot and decided not to go back to the airport and decided to take a bus home from the Women's March because she was freaked out by it. So there's a lot of crazy stuff happening with this story right now.
Yeah. Let's turn to happier news. Not like the Eagles, let a little thing like death get in the way of making some money. Congratulations, the Eagles have announced they are going to be playing stadium tours in the summer of 2018. Even though half the founding members have passed on. But they got his kid to come out. And he'll play guitar and sing his songs.
Is he as good?
Glenn Frey, of course,
Have you heard him?
He's fine.
Yeah,
he's fine. Talented kid.
And Vince Gill, too. Vince is doing some of the heavy lifting. He's a terrific vocalist.
Well, when you think Eagles, you think Vince
Gill. Vince Gill, right?
That's who you want to see when you're out there at the stadium. Look, at this point, it's karaoke. It's greatest hits time. So I guess you just want to go out in the summer and lay in the sun, have a couple beers, and hear some Eagles songs, then it's fine. And Chris Martin of Coldplay, he's just the best.
He is the best.
He is going to be using his charm in another art form other than music, television. In November, he's going to be appearing on Modern Family in an episode.
Oh, wow.
Is that right?
Yeah, he'll play himself as he has a run-in with Phil, played by Ty Burrell, while shopping for a house. Phil Dunphy tries to show him a home, and they have a run-in, apparently. Phil's a huge Coldplay fan. Makes an ass of himself in the episode coming up on November 29th.
Like he does.
You can check out Chris Martin's acting chops
on Modern Family in a couple of weeks. Today's celebrity birthdays. Johnny Lee Miller is 45 years old today. Actor Ed Asner turns 88 years old. Lily Aldridge is 32. Rapper B.O.B. celebrates his 29th birthday. And actress Shailene Woodley is 26. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show this week.
So much show still to come, including your tickets for KROQ Almost Acoustic Christmas, night number one, December 9th at the Forum. Also, comedian Jeff Ross is going to be on the program today. Liam Gallagher stops by. Wheel of Beta Animal Voices. Right now, though, shall we open up the phones for U2 fans?
Yep, yeah. Let's do that.
All right, if you're a U2 fan, and by that I mean you know something about the band, you love their music, and you know stuff about U2, that's the hint. That's who we're looking for this time around. You can call us right now. We'll have to put you on hold for a few minutes, but you'll get an opportunity to play for an exclusive event. This is going to be great, too. A pre-release listening party with the band in support of their new album called Songs of Experience. It comes out everywhere December 1st. On the 27th, you will hear it with the guys in the group. If you can get through our extensive screening process and win the game, 1-800-520-1067. U2 fans, call right now.
All right, what's your reaction to this headline? Facebook has a new way to fight revenge porn. Send in your nude photos.
I like the first part. What?
I'm not sure I follow how it works, because I thought the whole point of not having revenge porn happen is keeping those photos private, keeping them to yourself, and only you see them. You start spreading them around to other people, I feel like you're kind of opening the window for them to then somehow end up on the internet.
Right, but Facebook is saying that they can protect it. They can mark your picture so that if somebody else tries to post it on Facebook, they won't be able to.
Mm-hmm.
So they're asking for you to send them nude pictures. And I can't imagine someone in the meeting just didn't go, hey, that's a terrible idea.
You really do have to trust whoever is working at Facebook on the other side of that email when you send your photos in, that they are going to do the right thing, right?
I mean, I sent all mine. I guess we can check.
I guess we'll find out, right?
I guess we'll find out soon enough.
So they put some sort of a digital mark on it so that it can no longer be uploaded on Facebook or on Messenger or on Instagram. And they say by doing that, we will prevent anyone else from uploading it. But a lot of people have a lot of questions about how secure that system is. So we asked Dave if there's somebody from Facebook that we could talk to. Who do we have?
We have Alex Stamos, Facebook's chief security officer.
Hey, Mr. Stamos. How are you, sir?
Hey, how you doing?
Did you send any pictures
yet?
I did, but I don't think the rest of the team did.
Let me see if I can find your picture. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Alex, yeah. I don't think this is...
I'm going to mark this.
Oh no.
Yeah, that's not. That isn't what it means to me.
Yeah, I'm going to mark it.
It won't
be able to be used after I'm done.
No, it's more of a digital thing that keeps it from being posted again.
So you're testing the system in Australia with plans to extend it to the United States, to UK, to Canada.
Yeah, I'm going to extend it. Extend it to the U.S. I'm going to extend it to the United Kingdom. I'm going to extend it all the way to Canada. That's how long it's going to be.
What kind of guarantee can you give us that if we send you our naked pictures, you won't turn around and put them up on the internet?
Why would I do that?
Well, because it just...
if I did that, people would stop sending them in, wouldn't they?
Oh, I see. Yeah, but
send the pictures. Just send them.
But I'm just saying the way it's presented is this is for my defense, not for your enjoyment.
It is for your defense. What else would you think?
Well, I mean, it just sounds like you're getting a little bit too much enjoyment out of receiving these photos. You shouldn't
I get enjoyment out of protecting people from revenge porn. That's
I see. Oh, that's
enjoyment.
Nice.
I get the enjoyment of justice.
So you get rid of these pictures.
Rock hard justice. Oh. I love rock hard throbbing justice.
Okay.
Alex.
All right.
Oh, Alex.
Send the pictures.
Oh, Alex.
Wait, did you send your pictures yet?
No.
What's the girl's name?
Allie.
Did you send your pictures yet, Allie?
Well, then you'll get rid of them, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to get rid of them. All right. I'm going to rip them up. I'm going to tear them up. Tear them and rip them and rip them and tear.
It's so much.
Send a picture.
No.
God damn it, send a picture.
This does not sound secure. This does not sound like it's helping me.
Send them yet.
106.7 KROQ is KROQ. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 717.
Just heard from Alex Stamos to Facebook asking again, Allie, if you've sent in your photos yet. He emailed that he hasn't received them. So.
Guys, I feel like we can't trust him.
What?
There was something about him.
Sounded legit to me. I don't know.
Sounded solid.
Yeah, couldn't put my finger on it.
Huh. Hey, guys, this is a great, great event. We've been lucky enough to work with U2 over the years many times, and they're so much fun to deal with, and they're passionate and enthusiastic about their music, and they love meeting their fans, and I think this is going to be a super fun night. It's an exclusive pre-release listing party with the band in support of their new album, Songs of Experience. The album's out on December 1st, but on the 27th of November, you get to hang out with the band, and you get to hear their new album ahead of the rest of us. We're doing it. We're looking for hardcore U2 fans on the phone right now at 1-800-520-1067 with a game called Bon Yes or Bon No. I couldn't have found any U2 song to do the jingle for.
Not a lot of U2 songs.
All right, Allie, you are hosting today. Mm-hmm. The callers are ready to go. How is this one played?
I'm going to read you a fact. Or is it?
Or is it?
It's essentially true or false. If it's true, you say Bon Yes. If it's false, Bon No.
But don't just say yes and no. We're not going to let you get away with that.
No, you have to say Bon Yes or Bon No.
All right. That sounds good. And if you get it right, you go into the drawing to win the tickets to hang out with U2 to hear the new album. Who's our first contestant, please?
Arpna from Pasadena. Hi there.
Hi there. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Welcome to Bon Yes or Bon No.
Bon Yes or Bon No.
All right, Arpna. U2 consists of Bono, The Edge, Adam Clayton, and Larry Mullen Jr. Obviously, Bono isn't his real name. His real name is Barry Ono.
Bon No.
Nicely done.
Right.
Do you know his real name?
Dave Evans. Oh, no, sorry.
What?
That's Edge's real name?
Yeah, she said Dave Evans. That's Edge's real name.
Oh, Edge,
yeah.
Right.
Bono is Paul David Hewson.
Yes, sorry. I'm so nervous.
No worries.
It's okay.
You got it
You're
right.
Still in the drawing.
You got it right, so congratulations. Hold on. By the way, for the longest time when I would crank call people or whatever, mm-hmm. I always used Paul Hewson.
Really?
I don't know why. I just always held on to that name and used it every time. Kenny in Chino Hills. Hi.
Hey, guys.
Hi there.
All right, Kenny. Bono came about first as Stein Hegevin Huisino Leg Bang Bang Bang. It evolved to Bonovox O'Connell and eventually shortened to Bonovox. And finally, Bono.
Bon Yes?
Oh, wow.
Bon No?
I'm going to say Bon No.
Oh, no, that's actually all true. It's insane. I know. It sounds crazy. It's true.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Sorry about that. Thank you for the call. Let's go to James at Westminster. Hi, James.
Good morning, Allie, Captain Magic, and Astro Boy.
Thank you as well, sir.
Thank you for paying attention.
All right, James. U2 was formed in Dublin at Mount Temple Comprehensive School in 1976 when the guys were all teenagers.
Bon, yes.
Bon Yes is correct.
Bon Yes or Bon No.
Nicely done.
James is an outstanding contestant. Hang on, you're in the drawing, sir.
Let's go to Jose in West Covina. Hi there.
Hi there.
Hey, Jose. All right, Bon Yes or Bon No. Dave Evans was nicknamed The Edge because he was clumsy and often fell off the stage during rehearsal.
Bon Yes.
Oh, no, that's Bon No. Had to do with the sharp features of his face, his sharp mind, and how he observed things from the edge.
You have a sharp face.
I like the original explanation better.
Me too.
All right, let's go to Michelle in Southgate. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, guys.
How are you doing online?
Pretty good so far.
Okay.
All right. Bon Yes or Bon No? Sweetest Thing was recorded during the Joshua Tree sessions as an apology to Bono's wife, Allie, but didn't make the final cut.
Bon Yes.
That is correct.
Bon Yes or Bon No.
So he likes girls named Allie, huh?
That's what I'm saying.
How about that?
Jude in Venice, hi.
Good morning, and happy day after your birthday, Bean.
Thanks, right? Jude. Appreciate that, sir.
All right, Jude.
He's getting a lot of joy out of that because Bean hates it.
Yeah, I like it.
Nice work.
All right, Bon Yes or Bon No? U2 received their first Grammy Award in 1983 for War?
Bono.
Oh, look at you.
Do you know when it was and for what album?
I'm thinking that they didn't get it until the Joshua Tree in 87.
Look at you!
88, the Joshua Tree!
Oh, cool.
Shoot! I mean, you don't get extra credit, but still.
You did.
Good job.
I'm glad I knew it.
Yeah.
Nice to find U2 fan. All right, we got time for a couple more.
Yes, sir, Bono.
Let's go to Jimmy in Rancho Cucamonga.
Good morning. Happy hunt day.
Okay, Jimmy. Thank you.
All right, Jim.
All right, the guys always perform together. However, the unthinkable happened for the first time at a show in Budapest during the zoo tour. Larry got pink eye and couldn't perform.
Bono, no.
Bono, no.
Close enough.
That was actually a show in Sydney, and it was Adam. Had a bit of a bender.
Really? He was too drunk to play that show?
Yeah, it didn't go well. Yeah.
So that what did they do? Did they get somebody else to fill in for
him? Yeah, Guitar Tech.
How about that?
Yeah.
Bon, yes, sir, bon, no.
All right, let's get one more person in the drawing, shall we?
All right, let's go to Myrna in Southgate. Hi.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Myrna. In the song Vertigo, Bono counts off uno, dos, tres, catorce, because in Ireland, four is catorce, not 14.
Bono.
Yeah, because that would just be dumb, right?
It would be dumb.
What was the real explanation for Uno, Dos, Tres, Catorce?
Exact quote in Rolling Stone, there may have been some alcohol involved.
Okay.
in every one of these questions.
Bon, yes, sir, bon, no.
So let's see. Our friend Arpna is in the drawing, as is James, Michelle, and Jude, and Jimmy, and the lovely Myrna as well. Only one, however, will be hanging out with the band to hear the album days before its release. And that winner is going to be who today, Chip?
The winner is Jimmy.
Yay!
Jimmy. Congratulations, Jimmy.
Thank you.
Enjoy the show. Say hi to the band. And thanks for playing the game.
Bon, yes. You too. Experience.
Oh, bon, no.
Oh, oh. Bon, yes. Or bon, no. No.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. Did my voice just crack?
Well,
Kevin?
Puberty's a bitch. Poor kid.
It's 7:34.
Roastmaster General Jeff Ross joins us just after 8. Liam Gallagher in studio with us next hour as well. And coming up later on today's Kevin and Bean Show, we're going to give you a pair of tickets to see the Trojans versus the Bruins. The big game is at the Coliseum this Saturday. You can buy your tickets, by the way, at usctrojans.com, or you can win them from K-Rock. We're going to be playing a highlight from a previous big game broadcast. All right, so when you hear some football play-by-play, you call us. Be caller 20, win the tickets. And you also are in the running for a customized K-Rock Irby. Now, I didn't know what an Irby was until this week, Kevin, but you actually rode one yesterday.
I almost ruined it. I was going around the hallways and then outside and then almost wrecked about 3 times. So sorry about that. That's the one that you're going to win.
It's the actual one we're giving away?
It's the one we're giving away.
And now it's pre-U'd?
I mean, it's pre-me'd, yeah.
Now,
yeah, it is.
It is a foldable.
Your taint all over the seat?
Oh.
Now someone's going to get that?
I wasn't wearing pants, if that's what you're saying.
Oh, Lord. It is a foldable electric vehicle. It looks like a bicycle, right?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
And they're very popular, especially on campus. There's actually an Irby store on campus at USC, and they're being used all over campus, and they're super lightweight and easy to move around, and they're a lot of fun. And this is a customized K-Rock one, although Kevin has sat on it, so I'm sorry about that in advance. But so tickets to the game, just be caller 20 whenever you hear play-by-play coming up at some time this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show, and you're qualified for the customized K-Rock Irby.
Who's ready for the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices?
No one.
It's Wednesday. You want to hear what's on the wheel? The raccoon that ate too much and got stuck in a sewer. The tiny kitten that needs a butthole.
Oh,
come on.
Tiny kid, did you say?
Kitten.
Oh.
Kitten.
I thought we changed the wheel. wheel of bad infant stories or something.
The Iditarod dogs busted for doping. The coconut crabs that ate Amelia Earhart.
Oh.
Brutus, the emotional support squirrel.
Oh, really? We're going to talk to the maybe potentially talk to the squirrel. That's awesome.
Sounds excited.
My voice has changed. You've got all kinds of problems today. The horny dog stuck at a cat door while chasing his mate.
Oh.
Is the last one on the
wheel.
Wow. No such thing as a cat door, by the way.
So let's do it, shall we?
It's time for the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices. Where do you think it's gonna land?
Don't know.
It's gonna be pretty bad, but Kevin and Bean don't care, so we'll do it anyway. It's time
still interested in the kid with no butthole. I don't know how you survive like that, but maybe we'll find out if it lands on that today.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bean. It's the coconut crabs that ate Amelia Earhart.
Yay!
What's the heck?
All right.
This is one of the weirdest stories ever.
Yeah.
Well, it is weird because Amelia Earhart was a famed aviator who vanished. She disappeared. Her plane crashed, we think. Although there were a lot of theories throughout the years that she just landed it and changed her identity and just lived out to her old age.
With Tupac.
Potentially with Tupac and Adolf Hitler. I'm not sure if that's true or not. But there's a theory that's going around right now that when her plane crashed in 1937 on a little island in the Pacific, that she probably was eaten by giant coconut crabs. Now, I had never heard of the giant coconut crab. Had you guys heard of this before?
No.
This is a crab, you guys, that's the size of a dog.
A crab?
Yeah.
That's the size of a dog.
Yeah.
It has a grip strength that is proportional to a human crushing 6 tons.
How?
I don't know. Describing the experience of being pinched on the palm by a coconut crab while conducting an experience, one scientist told PBS NewsHour, while it was only a few minutes, it felt like eternal hell. So if that's the way Amelia Earhart went out, I mean, I hate to say this, but you hope that she died in the crash and the crabs just ate her body, right? You hope that she wasn't still alive when the crabs attacked her.
I've said that for years.
Right? Yeah. So I'm not sure. Do we have an Amelia Earhart expert on or a scientist or somebody from the tiny island of Nicomaruro?
I'm sorry, what's the island name?
Nicomaruro is the name of the little island in the Pacific. I'm not sure who's on the phone to talk to us about this story.
Good morning. Who's this?
First of all, it's Nicomaruro.
Okay. Well, what did I say?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. Nicomaruro.
That's what I heard.
Well, this is the Kevin and Bean Show, K-Rock Los Angeles. We're on the radio, sir. Who is this?
This is Alan.
Alan, and you are what? You're an Amelia Earhart expert?
Yes. Surprise. Surprise, I'm an Amelia Earhart expert.
Wow. We weren't expecting that.
Alan, we were expecting a crab.
I'm just kidding you. I'm the coconut crab.
That you're the coconut crab.
Yeah, we're famous for our sense of humor.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
And you are still alive? I mean, excuse me for being surprised, but did Amelia Earhart go down in the 1930s?
Yeah.
What am I hearing there, Alan?
That's my pinchers. They're very strong.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Okay.
So it sounds like something that's a strong pinching sound.
It does.
Yep. I see.
Yeah. We have long lives. Mm-hmm. So coconut crabs, we live to be thousands of years old.
Is that right?
Wow. I have no idea.
Okay.
You're just winging it, are you, Alan?
I'm an Amelia Earhart expert, not a coconut crab expert.
Right.
How big are you?
I am You mean like in the pants region?
No, I just mean like overall. Like
my entire body?
Like a dog, but even bigger?
Three and a half feet.
Yeah,
wow. Very strong pinchers.
What? Is that what we're listening to there?
That's what you're listening to. That sound you hear is pinchers.
I see.
And those are the pinchers I use to dismember and then devour Amelia Earhart.
Oh, so the story's true.
Yeah.
Oh.
Why?
I thought they were just guessing.
No.
I see.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Why did you eat the famed aviator Amelia Earhart?
Did you know she was?
Yeah. I recognized her right away. From all the radio broadcasts we listen to here on the island. And, of course, the newspaper and the clippings that we kept of her travels across the Pacific.
Sure.
I mean, we were all very, very intrigued that she was the first woman to make such a historic flight.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. And when she crash-landed, I was like, well, how many times do I get a chance to eat a famous female aviator, right?
I'm guessing only that one.
Only that one. You know, you don't want YOLO. Right.
Right. Yes.
Or FOMO or whatever.
Whichever
you don't
one.
Want. One you do want, one you don't want, I remember. So I said, I put on my bib. My bib
Your
with
bib.
Amelia Earhart's face on it.
Oh, that's rough.
That seems harsh.
Seems really aggressive.
You already had that prepared, did you?
You ever see a Red Lobster? They got the bibs with my buddies on them. Why can't I wear one?
Right. Sure. Well, you can. Makes sense.
Just I chow down and Amelia. Right? Mm. And from what I know about that, that hussy was the first time she had a case of the crabs. Right? Who's with me? Anyone? Ba-dum-bum. Where's my pincher sound effect? There I go. There I am.
What's that noise?
That's my pinchers. I have strong pinchers.
I see.
Ow, 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 ow. Oh,
what's happening?
Do not wank yourself when you're a coconut crab.
That's probably a good tip.
Someone get me a bit.
LA NOC's alternative rock. It's the world famous K-Rock and the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:53.
Rob is here. Time for yet another look at the showbiz beat here on a Wednesday morning. Then Jeff Ross, the Roastmaster General, joins us right after the top of the hour to talk about his outstanding new special. What's going on, Ralph?
We were talking about in the other office, what's the easiest way to make money? And it turns out it's to sit at Dave's table at the guy's night out poker game at the Bicycle Hotel and Casino. That is, science has proven, is the technically the easiest way you can make money. If you'd like a spot to play poker at Dave's table, K-Rock's Guy's Night Out at the Bike Hotel and Casino this Friday. We're giving it away. Plus, you get $200 worth of chips.
You can play with house money. That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. And then you can turn that $200 into $2 million.
Right?
Wow.
I don't know. Not quite sure how it works. But you got to be 21 years of age or older to play. Now, if you call and you don't get in, don't despair, because you can still RSVP your spot to play poker with the guys at thebike.com. Make sure you add the in front of bike.
Or, I mean, unless you're looking for a bicycle.
Unless you're actually looking to buy a bicycle, then just put bike.com. But if you'd like to go to the bike, go to thebike.com and you can RCP there. Let's make it caller number 21, because you've got to be 21 years of age or older to win this prize. Caller number 21 right now at 1-800-520-1067. We'll get a spot at Dave's table for K-Rock's Guy's Night Out.
I'm just rad.
He is rad.
Right.
At the Bicycle Hotel and Casino this Friday. So, guys, only guys. Guys, only guys can call
in.
No,
that's not true.
Girls as well. Girls are
anyone's welcome.
It says it right there in the
everybody's
title.
Everybody's welcome.
Guys, that, wouldn't they say everybody's night out if that was the way they meant that message to come across?
You would think that.
Right.
Yes.
Thank you.
That's why we went a different
and
way.
Good night. Just to keep people on their toes?
Yep.
You're very clever.
Yep.
Congratulations to Get Out. It is going to be competing for a nomination for the Golden Globes, as well it should. It's a great film.
Oh, so good.
A lot of people, though, wondering about this choice, that it is entered into the comedy and musical category.
What?
Get Out. Yeah.
Comedy and musical?
It'll be competing as a comedy in the upcoming Golden Globe Awards.
Well, you remember all the singing and dancing Allison Williams did in that movie?
That makes no sense at all.
It's not a musical at all.
It's not even close.
It's not really even a comedy. Unless you carry a tiki torch and wear khakis. And even then, at the end, it's not very funny for you.
No.
That's how you lean.
Wow, that's...
I wonder if they had to, just to ensure a nomination, because how often are horror films even...
But that's
like, what genre would you do?
That's a cheat, then, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
This happened with The Martian, too. Remember when it was nominated for Golden Globes? It was also in the comedy category, and I think in the Oscar category as well.
That's weird.
Yeah, it's dumb.
I'm glad it's getting recognized, though.
Me
it's
too.
A great movie.
It's one of the great best films of the year. But comedy?
Yeah, that's odd.
I didn't laugh that much.
No. Although I sang along a lot.
Yeah, I did. I had the soundtrack in my car.
That was
I listened
good
to
fun.
It constantly. So it was foretold. So it has come to pass. Just saying. I'm a little bit psychic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I did say that Blake Shelton was going to be named People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive. And you see the cover? Have you seen it?
I've not, no.
Oh, he's so dreamy. Blake Shelton, People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive for 2017. The Voice says that his girlfriend Gwen Stefani told him, "You're going to regret this for the rest of your life if you don't take this gift and just live in the moment," about receiving the news that he was going to be the sexiest man alive.
Are you ready to get sexy?
I feel like he's going to regret it more, because if any of us, like if Ralph won it, we would for the rest of our lives go, "Hey, sexiest man alive."
Yeah.
I think you're forgetting 2013.
Use it against him.
Oh,
that's the
year
I won. That's the year I won. Yeah. He said a bigger incentive was sticking it to Adam Levine. "I can't wait to shove this up Adam's beep," he said. "As proud as I am and as honored you guys asked me, that's really the only thing I care about." So
they are hilariously competitive on The Voice, aren't they?
They do. Yeah.
Very funny.
So congratulations to Blake Shelton.
Believe in this project because it's kind of a captive audience.
It's also a sexy audience.
Right.
That's a weird choice to play David Hasselhoff.
Why is Hasselhoff showing up in this story?
Just sexy. I got a lot of sexy drops.
Oh, so you just pulled up the word sexy and just played
not
the first
the best.
One?
I could have played.
That is sexy.
Would have been better.
Would have been better. Yeah.
Think?
I got this one.
That's not sexy. That's animal.
That would have been a good one. Got this one.
It is getting steamy in here.
All of those would have been better than the one I chose.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. At least you pushed the actual Jermaine Maroon 5 audio off the air with that one.
Well, I can play that now if you'd like.
I think that would be appropriate. Right. Let's give some love to Maroon 5. At least Adam Levine ties all in together.
I mean, I see your point.
You'll take that note?
I'm not disagreeing with you.
And Sean Penn, he seems like a bundle of laughs.
Right?
He's a good time.
He's a fun dude right there.
He is a 57-year-old man who has a 25-year-old girlfriend. He's currently seeing a lovely young model actress named Layla George. And he knows how to treat his ladies. He was seen this week from the Daily Mail in the UK. They've got photographs of him leaving breakfast with his girlfriend from IHOP. They were at IHOP together.
I respect it.
I know you do.
Yeah. Well,
she looked at that as a night out.
She just loves when they draw the smiley face on her pancakes with the whipped cream. You know, it's when you're dating a child, you kind of do whatever it takes to keep her happy.
That's so hot.
I'm at IHOP every Sunday morning at 7:30 a.m., you guys.
That is a great story. I'd like to purchase the film rights for that.
I look forward to it. I enjoy it.
I would like to turn that into a miniseries on Hulu.
And it's fun. But I've never seen Sean Penn at mine.
7:30 every Sunday.
Every Sunday.
7:45?
No, too late.
7:25.
No, I like to be there at 7:30 because then I get out just at 8 when the Target opens. And I go do my grocery shopping and everything for the week at Target as they open. And then I'm back home by 8:30. So I got a whole routine, a whole schedule on Sunday.
That sounds exciting.
All right, Rain Man.
Layla George, by the way, is the daughter of Vincent D'Onofrio.
Oh.
And Greta Scacchi. I don't think anyone involved in that story who's male sounds fun. Everyone sounds intimidating and dangerous to
That's
me
correct.
On both sides of that story. Today's celebrity birthday is actor Ed Asner, goddamn national treasure, Ed Asner.
There's no catch.
No catch at all, Ed. 88 years old today. Johnny Lee Miller is 45. Model Lily Aldridge celebrates her 32nd birthday. B.O.B. is 29 years old there, looking at the horizon, wondering why people are saying the world is round. Looks flat to me.
Sure. What's up, y'all? It's Flat Earth Bob here.
Hey, Bob.
I'm starting this GoFundMe because I would like to send one, if not multiple, satellites as far into space as I can.
Right.
Or into orbit as I can to find the curve.
Find the curve.
I'm looking for the curve.
Yeah.
And again,
you know, they've already done that, Bob, right? You know, we've got satellites, and they can show you pictures of the Earth.
But where do satellites go?
Well, I don't know. Satellites, when you send a satellite.
I hate you, Chip.
Where exactly is it? I'm trying to remember. We had a conversation about that. Seems like it was just yesterday.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
He wants to put his own satellites in space to prove that the Earth is flat.
Do satellites go in space?
Yeah, of course they do.
Where do you think they go, Kevin?
Was that a legitimate question, Kevin?
No, I think they're in the orbit.
Where do you think the orbit is?
All right, let's move on.
How can I take the headline away from B.O.B.?
Where do you think the orbit around a planet is?
In space, of course. Don't be ridiculous.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
Our best and our brightest.
Who has a better understanding of how space works, B.O.B. or Kevin?
I believe I was proven correct after that by very many people who sent in the information that that's the upper atmosphere and not necessarily technically space.
I'm sorry, what happened?
That happened.
Uh-huh.
That time after that.
I think one guy sent that in and we disproved him.
I took him as a science, though.
All right.
So I'm counting that as a win.
When you guys had Neil deGrasse Tyson on, didn't he run that past him? Did you take an opportunity to find out about him?
We didn't really.
Oh, we should have.
Yeah, I should have.
Didn't really do that.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Liam Gallagher in studio in about 15 minutes.
He's a real-life rock star. How are we getting him here at 8:15 in the morning, you guys?
Not positive.
How is that even possible? He must have stayed up all night.
I assume he'll be in a great mood, though.
Had to. I think he will. I think he will be, too. Hey, let me tell you about somebody else. Our good friend Jeff Ross, the Roastmaster General, has been coming on the show for years and years and years. Got up bright and early today to dial and smile, as they say. Jeff, how many radio stations have you already been on today?
Probably about 10.
10.
But you're last, Kevin and Bean. You're last.
So this is it.
This is it. I'm letting it all. I'm leaving it all on the table for you guys.
How does it go when you do that? I mean, is it terrible for you to have to do the same thing over and over and over again to promote your comedy? You're on with Kalamazoo, and then you're on with Buffalo, and then you're on with Philadelphia. Do you hate it, or is it okay?
You know what? I love it, because in this particular case, like, I love the new special that I'm talking about. It's about immigration, so it's kind of an easy subject that everybody cares about. Plus, like, a lot of these stations, like you guys, I have relationships that go through my whole career, so it's like talking to an old buddy.
Yeah.
Jeff, cool. I got to tell you, I was I don't want this to sound insulting. I was pleasantly surprised by how serious this special was at times.
Ah, thanks. You know, it's more emotional than the other roasts that I've done. You know, I did one in a jail. I did one in a police precinct. So I was like, how do I try to keep that, you know, emotionality going and do a roast of something that's different? And I thought, well, what do the people who actually live along the border feel about our immigration policies, the wall, the Muslim ban, and all, and the Dreamers? So I went down there for a week, and I lived along the Rio Grande Valley. And it was more emotional than any special I've ever done.
I have a clip of you going into that house where they release refugees from jail. So if you show up at the border and you say, I want political asylum because I fear my government, they put you in jail from what did you say, 3 months to a year and a half?
You know, here's the thing. Like, not everybody is coming to America for money. A lot of people are coming because, you know, there's religious oppression, or they get beat up. They're coming because the murder rate in Honduras or El Salvador is through the roof. So I met a father and son coming over to escape the drug cartels. I met a pregnant woman who was coming over to have a baby in America so that the drug cartels wouldn't recruit her kid. And so it's like a humanitarian situation.
I just want to play a clip of the refugees real quick to give people sort of a taste of Jeff Ross being tender and caring.
And these guys, the four of them, all came from Immigration Detention Center.
Why prison? It's just criminal to come and try to just come here. You didn't try to sneak in. You try to just come, right?
Yeah, they just came to the border and asked for refugee status.
Where are you ladies from?
I'm Eritrea.
Eritrea? Why did you ladies leave Eritrea to come here?
Because our government is a dictatorship, and it doesn't allow for religion.
But did you have to escape?
Yeah, they shoot you if they catch you leaving.
So brave.
I don't expect that from Jeff Ross.
And by the way, holy moly, how many languages did those ladies speak, Jeff?
That one woman from Eritrea, which is a country I'd never heard of,
Same.
Was in that refugee center. And she spoke like 7 or 8 languages.
Wow.
These are not drug mules and rapists and murderers coming over. These are people that would make fine citizens. That woman could be a teacher, you know. So it's hard to get into America, and the people that are making it are often very good, very smart, very hardworking people. And we've been forgetting that.
Jeff, how hard is it to remain objective with this? Because it seems like everyone's just preaching to the choir. Liberals talking to liberals in their echo chamber. Conservatives talking to conservatives in theirs. How do you break through?
That's a great question. I try to ignore the politics and go to the people and see what they actually think. And when you get to the border, they're so informed. Like, I met a Trump voter who's actually against the wall. You'll meet cops that are Mexican, that don't want to deport people when they come over. So this show and this issue along the border transcends politics, and it really is about the people who live there. And we need to find more dignified ways for people to get into America. Not everybody has the luxury of signing up, waiting online, getting a green card, doing it what we call the right way. You know, sometimes they're running from a burning building.
So you get that, but Jeff is also a comedian and also does bring the funny.
Brownsville is a heck of a town, but it's hard here, man. I can't imagine living in a town with a fence running right through my town. I got lonely last night. I went on Tinder. and I swipe with somebody on the other side of the wall, that's the biggest block in history. I didn't let that stop us, though. 3 a.m., we met over there by the bushes. We both kind of pressed up against the wall, and I entered her illegally.
Jeff, you said in the special last night that if we let... what just has happened there?
He's hearing his joke, Bean.
Oh, okay.
He enjoyed it.
If we let all undocumented people stay, it would help our economy over 10 years by over $1 trillion, 160,000 new jobs every single year. I'm sure the other side has talking points that dispute that. How do we know what the real truth is?
You know, the hardest part of this research for me, you know, I really research these subjects when I write my act, was finding facts about immigration into America that I could rely on. So I really had to dig deep and find every fact on multiple sources, because there is a lot of fake news and a lot of crap out there that's supposed to influence you. So it wasn't easy, and that's even more the reason why I had to go to the border and actually talk to human beings who live there, because there's so much misinformation. And it's true, like, liberals talk to liberals and conservatives talk to conservatives. I like to think of myself as trying to be objective and talk to both sides. I'm an equal opportunity offender.
Jeff is doing some great work with these specials. You mentioned the cops. You mentioned some of the other ones that you've done in the past. And this one is something else. It's called Jeff Ross Roasts the Border, live from Brownsville, Texas. It's part documentary and part stand-up. You already got your next one in mind, Jeff?
I got a couple ideas, but maybe I'll come by and try them out on you. I'm not sure what I'm going to do yet. There's so much going on in the world. I don't even know where to start. I feel like I could do this every week.
Yep. Your special on Comedy Central airs tomorrow night at 10 p.m., by the way. Jeff Roasts the Border. Well, go back to sleep, my friend. Thanks for jumping on the Kevin and Bean Show. Always love talking to you.
You got me all revved up now, fellas.
Oh. Well, call some other radio stations.
Two more hours. Kevin and Bean, I love you guys. Thanks for getting the word out.
Thank you, Jeff. It's a great special.
All right.
Bye now. Liam Gallagher is not here right now so much as he isn't here right now, but he will be joining us in a little while. He's running a little bit late here on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock, but thanks. Stick around. That's on the way. It's 8:25 now. Remember about 50 minutes ago when I said Liam Gallagher's not here right now, but he's on his way, so please stand by.
Right.
Uh-huh. That is no longer accurate.
Well, I mean...
Technically,
he's going to be here less than we thought.
Right. So
originally, we thought he would be here.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, not so much. Things have changed a little bit.
He is sort of canceled as a result, we are told. Is it under the advice of his doctor? Did he blow out his throat playing the Will Turn last night? Is that what we're being told?
So his throat hurt.
Throat hurt. Okay.
Although we were taking bets. As
very
we know
sad.
Him. We do know him, and we know that was probably
possibility.
A pretty good possibility.
Do you think he saw my tweet about me wanting him to call me a potato? And he's like, that chick's weird. I'm not going
in. That's very possible.
It is possible. So we're as sad as you are. The Liam Gallagher album is real good, you guys, and I hope we get the opportunity to catch up with him anyway. But we do have acoustic Christmas tickets coming up that you can win. And don't forget, when you hear a classic USC-UCLA big game radio call, just be caller 20 at 1-800-520-1067, and you'll win tickets to the big game this Saturday at the Coliseum. That is coming up in minutes.
We're not suckers.
What?
Huh? Suckers.
Suckers.
These guys are suckers. He pulled the football right away from you, Charlie Brown. I mean, we knew that there was a pretty good chance that Liam Gallagher wouldn't show up, but...
Do you think he had any idea he had agreed to this interview? Do you think this was just his people figuring they could talk him into it at the moment?
They probably said something to him, and he said, yeah, all right. And then they took that as a yes, and then they went ahead and booked it. And then someone, at some point today, when he wakes up at 1 in the afternoon, is going to say, you know you were supposed to do it. I would never do that in the morning. 8 o'clock in the morning? Are you effing out of your mind? And he'd be right.
He'd be right.
There's no reason to believe he was going to be here.
That's correct. I can still be disappointed, though, can't I?
No.
Not really.
No.
Hey, listen, looking ahead.
Fool him twice, shame on them.
Right.
Right?
Like that guy said.
Yeah.
Looking ahead to our Liam Gallagher-less show for the rest of the day today. First of all, I want to congratulate Victor LaFontaine from Anaheim. He won the tickets for the Trojans and the Bruins at the Coliseum this Saturday and is qualified to win that beautiful custom K-Rock Irby that Kevin almost wrecked yesterday, but it is still in one piece.
It's a fine wreck.
It's soiled.
It is soiled.
It is soiled.
And the other good news, speaking of giveaways, is we have more tickets for the K-Rock Almost Christmas 2017, which is sold out, but you can win them coming up. We'll tell you how in 5 minutes. 5 minutes from right now, we'll give you your chance to win your tickets. First, Ralph Servier, the Showbiz Beat on a Wednesday.
You want good news? How about some good news?
Yes, please.
News that I've been waiting for feels like decades.
Decades.
Stana Katic is coming back to my television.
Oh, that
Come
is
on!
Good news. All right. That is good news.
They've been teasing me. Yeah, she was, of course, on Castle for many seasons. And then she was working on this show that I had just heard about and seen the trailer for called Absentia that was being produced by Sony, but it didn't have a home in the U.S. It was already on the air in several international markets, which made me furious and hate everyone in other countries because they got to see her on their televisions and I didn't.
Right.
But it's finally got a home. Amazon has picked it up as part of their Amazon Prime Video network, and you will finally get to see Absentia next year, starring our friend Stana Katic. So I'm very excited. Number one program, by the way, in Spain, Portugal, Romania, and Poland so far.
Wow.
Where
kidding.
It's aired.
Wow.
And if you watch the trailer, you can see the trailer online, and it just taunts you and teases you because you can't watch anymore. But it looks fascinating.
Don't you wish you could watch this?
Yes, I do. And now I can. Thanks
you
to
made
Amazon.
A point yesterday, Ralph, of pointing out that you cannot cram another show into your, life.
I'll kill a show to get this one.
Okay.
I'll kill a person to get to this show. I don't care what I got to kill. I'm killing. Somebody's getting killed. That's the good news. The bad news is Matthew Perry may be off the wagon.
Uh-oh.
Now, consider the source, but this is coming from an ex-girlfriend of his, adult actress? Named Maddie O'Reilly.
Oh, Maddie O'Reilly. Oh, let me into your pot of gold. Here's my shillelagh, Maddie O'Reilly.
She claims that Matthew recently contacted her a few weeks back, asking, hey, can you find me 40 to 50 Vicodin or Oxys or Roxys? I'll pay whatever it costs. Now, this is famously what Matthew had a problem with back in the day.
Yeah.
And so his ex-girlfriend now is concerned that he may be using again, and she said she was shocked. The request came out of nowhere, and she made a point of telling him, I'm a porn star, not a drug dealer. Good for you, Maddie.
Yeah.
Stand up for yourself.
Right?
Right?
Right.
Is that Odd Couple show still on with Matthew Perry?
No, that's been canceled. Yeah. Which is no reason to take drugs, by the way.
Right.
They'll give him another show. They always do.
Mm-hmm. They sure do.
They sure do.
Keep
Maybe
trying.
They'll bring back Mr. Sunshine. Maybe that'll come back. Sometimes.
Was that the one that he was in charge of an arena or something?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Kevin. Mm. By the way, Kevin.
Wow.
How can you remember the details of Mr. Sunshine?
Seriously.
I don't know the answer to that.
Your brain, you got to dedicate that thing to science. That thing that's rattling around inside that giant noggin of yours. Because they need to break that down and see how that works. That's nuts.
Come on.
It is weird the stuff he knows versus the stuff he doesn't know.
I have to remind Kevin what kind of car he drives after the show so he can get home.
Occasionally.
But he knows the details of Mr. Sunshine.
Occasionally. Ask me tomorrow, I won't know.
That was crazy. Bryan Cranston is currently starring in the National Theatre over there in the UK in a production of Network. A stage version of the legendary feature film written by Paddy Chayefsky. Late Peter Finch, of course, starred in that film. It's famous for its famous line, Kevin, of course.
Damn it, woman, I don't give a damn.
Yeah, damn it, woman, I don't give a damn.
I'm tired as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
That's the line.
Pretty close.
Not a close at all.
Pretty close. I'm going to take that as a win.
That role of Howard Beale, the network news anchor who loses his mind and becomes... initially, a problem for the network, and then they realized everyone is tuning in because they love to watch this crazy man.
Mm.
It was an allegory for what they feared television might become someday, and now it looks like a quaint old throwback. Oh, I wish
sure
that.
Sure does.
Yeah. Anyway, reviews are in for Bryan Cranston's work, and they're saying it is electric. It's an amazing performance, and the production, everyone is raving about it, so there's talks maybe that he will come to Broadway with it because the reviews are so great. For example, Bryan Cranston is mad, bad, and scintillating to know is one review. But my favorite one is from the New York Times. If there is such a thing as an instant ulcer,
then the first 5 minutes of Network, which opened here on Monday night, would be guaranteed to give you one. This is meant as high praise. So they want you to know it's what Hollywood would call like a butt clencher.
A butthole pucker,
yeah. Exactly.
He's great in everything, though.
He's terrific.
He is.
I mean, not only he did the Broadway thing, the LBJ play that he did. He got rave reviews, obviously, Breaking Bad. You saw him on Curb Your Enthusiasm doing comedy a couple weeks ago. He couldn't have been any funnier. The guy's just the best.
Yeah. Today's celebrity birthdays. Ed Asner's 88 years old today. Johnny Lee Miller turns 45. Lily Aldridge is 32. B.O.B., the rapper, is 29. And Shailene Woodley, the actress who likes sunshine on her hoo-ha.
I read Shailene Woodley likes to go to a private area, open her vagina, let the sun in, and that's how she gets her glow.
Mm-hmm. She's 26 years old, and she glows. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. We have tickets for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas, night one. If you would like to call right now, 1-800-520-1067 is the phone number. We'll give you the tickets next.
You know, this sold-out K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2017 weekend is less than a month away now.
Yeah. Still sounds like a long time.
I know. It's less than a month away, though. I'm saying we'll be here before you know it. So if you don't have tickets right now, the shows are sold out. You got to really kind of listen up and pay attention. We're giving them away every hour, all day long, all week on K-Rock from 9A to 6B. That means we've got a pair right now for night number one with a game that we like to call Hawking the Hits.
A guy who's lean, a guy who's clean, a guy who talks with a machine. It's time for Stephen Hawking now. Stephen Hawking now. It's time for Hawking the Hits.
Stephen Hawking.
He is our favorite theoretical physicist, the man in the wheelchair who's the biggest brain in the world. Stephen Hawking joins us back on K-Rock. How are you, Doctor?
Good morning, Kevin and Bean.
You're going to be moshing as usual at Acoustic Christmas this year?
That's how I roll.
All right, you want to describe for the listeners on hold how this game is played, sir?
I will be singing songs from a band that will be performing at the Almost Acoustic Christmas.
And this is for night one, and we're going to give you a clue of which band it is. Then you just have to identify the song.
Sounds like a plan.
All right. Okay. Let's start with Jen and Castaic. Hi.
Hi.
This is 30 Seconds to Mars. 30 Seconds to Mars. Name this song that Stephen Hawking is going to sing for you.
To the right, to the left, we will fight to the death, to the edge of the earth. It's a brave new world from the last to the first.
Wow, Dr. Mad Beats.
Thank you.
What say you, Jen?
Is that Walk on Water?
I'm sorry, no.
Sorry, this is war.
Nailed it.
Let's go to Melinda in Lake Forest. Hi, Melinda.
Hi.
Your band is going to be Muse.
Okay.
Here's Dr. Stephen Hawking.
'Cause I want it now. I want it now. Give me your heart and your soul. And I'm breaking out. I'm breaking out. Last chance to lose control.
Is that The Uprising?
No. Sorry, that's Hysteria. I don't know.
Dr. Hawking, this is a tough game.
It's not easy.
All right, let's go to Marlon in Inglewood. Hi.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, Marlon, I don't know if you were playing along with the other contestants and the songs that they got, but how did you do with the 30 Seconds to Mars and the Muse?
I got them.
All right.
Oh, all right. Well, let's see how you do with Cold War Kids. Here's Stephen.
Flying like a cannonball falling to the earth, heavy as a feather when you hit the dirt. How am I the lucky one?
Marlon?
First.
Yes.
First is correct.
Hold Dr. on, Hawking, please. I see a love connection between you and Marlon.
Mm.
You guys are on the same wavelength.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
No. The button is stuck.
Oh, no. All right.
Somebody tap the doctor on the back.
Okay.
Thank you.
James in Ontario. Hi.
How's it going? How's it going?
Good, thank you.
Good, good.
You get Rise Against.
Rise Against.
It kills me not to know this, but I've all but just forgotten what the color of her eyes were and her scars or how she got them.
Oh, man.
Name of that song is?
It's a Rise Against song, if that helps you.
I don't know.
No guessing. Yeah. Okay.
Sorry, it's Savior.
Kills me not to know this, but I've all but just.
I mean, I think you're dead on. Stephen.
Thank you.
You're really nailing it.
Kevin.
Erica in Inglewood. Hi.
Hello.
You are going to get Queens of the Stone Age. Here's Dr. Okay. Stephen Hawking. Good luck.
And I realize you're mine indeed. A fool am I, and I realize you're mine indeed. A fool am I.
Erica?
Is that No One Knows?
That is No One Knows.
I'm just going to say the ladies are good at this game, right? We got Marlon and Erica so far in the drawing. Who's next?
Aaron in Glendale. Hi there.
Hey, guys.
You get another Muse song. Good luck.
Come to me. Trust in your dream. Come on and rescue me. Yes, I have known I can be wrong. Maybe I'm too headstrong.
Somebody say something.
I'm going to say, I don't know.
Just pick a Muse song, maybe.
Okay.
That's Madness. Sorry.
All right, I think we got time for just one more, you guys.
All right, let's make it Matt in Lancaster. Hi, Matt.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey. Hey, Doc, you've been on the down low here, aren't we?
Hello.
You get 30 seconds to Mars. Here's Dr. Stephen Hawking.
What if I wanted to fight, beg for the rest of my life? What would you do? You say you wanted more. What are you waiting for?
Hello?
Yes, we were looking for your guess. What 30 seconds to Mars song was Dr. Hawking doing for you there, please? Matt, you know how the game works, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure which one that is.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Oh, man.
That's the kill. What if I wanted to fight?
Okay. All right. Well, Erica is in the drawing. Marlon as well. Only one, however, will win tickets for the sold-out night number one of the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2017, featuring all those bands and so much more. Miss Ellen McKay, who's our winner, please?
The winner is Erica.
Erica.
Yeah! Erica.
Oh, awesome.
Congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you.
You got tickets for night number one, and thanks for playing the game.
Stephen Hawking.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:22.
We may have to talk to Dr. Kevin tomorrow, Allie, don't you think?
Wow, that
no,
was...
I explained it poorly.
No, you made good choices.
Okay.
Hey, a couple of nights ago on, I guess it was Monday night, it was Jimmy Kimmel's 50th birthday, and happy belated birthday to our good friend Jimmy, whom we love, who does the best goddamn late night show in television, and it was an amazing show. I got the impression, by the way, Kevin, you watched the thing, as did I, that he really didn't know what was going to be on the show.
Yeah, that's true. That always happens that way, yeah.
Adam Sandler came out in the middle of the monologue and said, sit down, Jimmy, we've got it from here. And they just had so many cool things, including a little comic book that Jimmy had drawn when he was like 8 or 9 years old called The Terrific Ten. He made up this whole galaxy of superheroes, and J.J. Abrams and Ben Affleck turned it into a movie trailer. And it's amazing. I can't do it justice. You got to check it out. Go to his YouTube page. But another thing that they did was kind of an unusual version of mean tweets. Now, usually in mean tweets, the celebrity is the one on camera reading the tweets that the awful things that people have said about them on social media. In this case, other stars were there reading bad tweets about Jimmy Kimmel. And it was also great.
This was Anthony Anderson read the first one.
At Jimmy Kimmel, you represent everything I hate about myself. You bloated douchebag.
All right, so that's a good start.
Okay.
Then David Spade.
Jimmy Kimmel, go suck a gorilla, you dumb fat ass. You got some haters.
Then Mike Tyson.
Jimmy Kimmel, open your eyes. Your eyes look like vaginas. Hashtag squinter.
Your eyes look like vaginas. That's odd. And then Will Ferrell.
At Jimmy Kimmel. Your show blows brown donkey balls. Go play with Howard Stern's you Hollywood jokeless fool. Whoa. Happy birthday, Jimmy.
All right, so they heard all those, and one of them in there was Larry David, and he was laughing uncontrollably. And so the next night, Jimmy came back on, and he'll explain it to you, but apparently Larry David couldn't get through any of the mean tweets. He just kept laughing too
No.
much. So this is pretty much sort of just highlights of Larry David now.
One of the celebrities who read mean tweets about me was Larry David. And Larry really enjoyed it.
This is going to sound fantastic, but I forgot Jimmy Kimmel's name. So I Googled ugly late night talk show host, and I got him top link.
Never has anyone been more delighted by a mean tweet than that. So this morning, everybody here was telling me that was one of the few tweets he read that we could use because he couldn't stop laughing through the whole thing. Every mean tweet about me had him cracking up, so I asked to see them. And after that, I thought I would share it with you. Here is Larry David, unable to curb his enthusiasm about a lack of enthusiasm from me.
I bet Jimmy Kimmel would look like a fat slob if he never became a celebrity. Can we talk about how Jimmy Kimmel... These people are so mean. Can we talk about how Jimmy Kimmel isn't funny ever? Why is he so confident? Where's the self-loathing? Jimmy Kimmel always looking like he real upset that... Oh, man. Jimmy Kimmel always looking like he... The only power Jimmy Kimmel has is he can jiggle the 13th The only power Jimmy Kimmel has is he can jiggle the 13 fat rolls under the pew beard on his face. Jimmy Kimmel isn't funny. Are we ever going to embrace that as a people?
Thank you. I don't know whether how to take that, but I'm happy because I didn't think Larry was capable of that kind of joy in his life.
So that was Mean Tweets, Jimmy. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:37.
But Liam Gallagher will be here tomorrow, though, right?
Sure.
Absolutely.
The whole show. Tomorrow we can, the whole show.
We can count on it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. Bright and early. Probably 6 o'clock hour. Probably be here by 6:30, I bet, Liam Gallagher.
He may
tomorrow.
Be here when we get here.
He may not. True. He may never leave.
Right. Hey, it's time for one more look at the showbiz beat. Our man Ralph Garman is here. What's going on?
Well, Hulu has announced production... production has started on season 2 of their Emmy-winning drama, The Handmaid's Tale. It's underway and will be returning to the network April of next year. The Handmaid's Tale coming back. So I'm looking forward to not watching it, but saying good things about it. That second season. Elizabeth Moss, of course, stars, and the show won 8 Emmys this past year, including Outstanding Drama Series.
I did not see it either, but I heard nothing.
I don't know anyone who watches it.
But zero
everyone
loved it, though.
Nothing but great things.
But everyone that we don't know that watched it loved it.
I'm guessing only 3 people watched it, and those 3 people really loved it, so that's the entire consensus opinion.
100%.
Maybe.
Is that small sampling.
Allie, how about you? Handmaid's Tale?
It's on my list.
See?
I've heard great things, though.
No one I know actually watches this show.
Isn't that
but
something?
Everyone raves about it. That's what you need, man. You show that everyone's saying great things about it, but no one watches. You don't have to work that hard because, really, it's just the word of mouth that matters.
That Elizabeth Moss, man, what a great actress she is.
Yes.
Because I watched that second season of, help me out here, what's her other show? China Lake, something Lake? Top of the Lake. I watched her second season of Top of the Lake, and that was amazing, and she's
it's
so
not
great
a show.
In it.
It isn't a thing.
Top of the Lake is a real
not
show.
A
it's
show.
Great.
I watched her on Side of the Barn, which was
how
also
is that?
A great show. Yeah.
That is not a show.
That's on...
Top of the Lake is real.
That's on Klakow.com. It's another streaming service. You haven't heard
Kevin,
of it,
you see any right? Elizabeth Moss shows
seen,
that we don't know
have
about?
Have you seen Side of the Barn?
I have not seen Side of the Barn, no, but I have seen A Floor of the Roof.
Really?
All that time. That's what... Yeah, he's on the
he's
floor.
He's on the ground.
He's on the floor.
That's the best one.
That was going in his brain the whole time.
That was your...
That's
Kevin's an improv master.
Floor of the Roof.
I mean, you guys haven't seen it? Don't mock me.
Great thing about Elizabeth Moss is she will not grow in a Rolling Stone. I know that much.
Come on.
Well, we are doing Would You Like to Take That Back tomorrow, so.
Come on, Ed. There's got to be a catch.
There's no catch.
There's no catch. Ed Asner's birthday day. Goddamn national treasure, Ed Asner.
Right.
Hey, did you hear they refurbished the Mary Tyler Moore throwing her hat in the air statue?
Oh, no, I had not heard that.
Yeah, it's back. It's
back.
I've been to the statue.
I visited the statue.
You visited the statue.
Yeah.
You went there to see the statue.
No, I was in St. Paul anyway, but I
see
went to see it.
Bye,
see
you, Chip. Take care.
Chip, come on. Yeah.
She can only take so much.
I've seen the Mary Tyler Moore statue, and I've also seen the Fonzie statue in Milwaukee as well. Two of the great Upper Midwest statues.
Two of the great Upper Midwest statues. As if that's a category of things.
Well, if it is, I aced it.
It's not.
I like the Lower Eastern Seaboard statues.
Yeah, they have the best statues there. Chris Martin of Coldplay is not only a charming and charismatic singer-songwriter, but he's going to stretch his acting muscles as well on the ABC sitcom Modern Family. He's going to be a guest star on the November 29th episode, where he will play himself, who has a run-in with Phil Dunphy, played by Ty Burrell, who is showing him a house, and apparently Phil loses his stuff. Ty Burrell, so good on that show, by the way. Episode's called Brushes with Celebrities, so if you're a fan of Chris Martin's, you can check that out on the 29th. More controversy over the Batman franchise as we come up on Justice League Eve. Ben Affleck now says he's only contemplating coming back as Batman in the upcoming standalone film, The Batman, telling USA Today that you don't do the role forever, so I just want to find a graceful and cool way to segue out of it. Which is pretty much code for, no way am I coming back to do this again.
Or they're not asking me back?
One or the other.
Yeah.
Because it's true, Matt Reeves, the new director, has said he's scrapping the script that Ben Affleck was working on.
Uh-huh.
And Ben Affleck was originally supposed to direct that film. So step by step, he has been removing himself from this process. And I know they want to reboot that character, so it sounds as if this may be his last turn as the Caped Crusader.
One of the reviews have been pretty mixed, wouldn't you say, is fair, Ralph, on Justice League?
So far, yeah.
Pretty
people,
mixed?
People say it's it seems to be okay at best is the vibe I'm getting.
Hey, guys.
Yes.
Is it safe?
No.
No. No, Chip.
Oh, is that Chip? She's still out?
Still out
there. One of the reviews. Come back yet?
No.
I read said that Ben Affleck looked like he was being held hostage in that film.
Yeah.
Stay wherever you are.
I don't know. I don't know if he's having much fun doing that role. I can't tell. But I'm looking forward to the film because I want to see just those characters together on screen for the first time.
Aquaman, Wonder Woman, Batman, The Flash, Cyclops.
Oh, you're so close.
No, really?
You were so close.
Not Cyclops?
Not Cyclops at
all. Something like it.
Cyclops is one of the X-Men.
Shoot!
Not that franchise.
What's the one I missed?
Franchise. Cyborg.
Cyborg!
Cyborg.
Pretty close.
Dang it!
I was trying to tutor Allie all week long, and I just... Some things
so
don't
close,
stick.
Ralph.
She's like the floor of the roof when it comes to
right?
information. Today's celebrity birthdays. Ed Asner is 88
There's
years
no
old.
Catch!
There's no catch! My favorite solar panel commercial of all time.
He sure is an angry spokesman.
Come on, Ed. There's got to be a catch. There's no catch.
Get off my phone.
Johnny Lee Miller is 45 years old today. Lily Aldridge, lovely, talented actress and model, 32 years old today. Rapper B.O.B. is 29 years old. Don't forget, he was raising money so he could send satellites up into the atmosphere.
He
could see if there was a curve to the Earth.
What's up, y'all? It's Flat Earth Bob here.
Hey, Bob.
I'm starting this GoFundMe because I would like to send one, if not multiple, satellites as far into space as I can, or into orbit as I can, to find the curve. I'm looking for the curve.
How does something go into orbit if it's not around body? Like, if the Earth was flat, what would the satellite go into orbit around? How would that even work?
Maybe the orbit just keeps going forever.
Well,
it's not an orbit then, if it keeps going forever, Kevin.
I'm just trying to figure out what he's thinking. B.O.B.
But by definition, orbit has to be circling something,
right? But I'm not the one
saying
it.
Forward.
I'm just saying, Beans. Of course, using logic against B.O.B.
Couldn't it circle a platter though, Bean? If the Earth was flat like a platter, couldn't it just go up above the platter and then go underneath the platter?
But
and
I wouldn't
going
think
around?
That. I think it would need to be round to have some sort of a gravitational pull, wouldn't it? I would think it's the roundness of it that creates the pull.
The mass of the gravity. You're saying.
Yeah, yeah, I think. Again, I'm no scientist.
It's the gravity.
Earth is a cube? And it has the same mass. It has the same mass.
What if Earth is a cube?
What he believes is what he believes.
That's a good point.
Still, it's tough to argue. The gravitational trajectory, it can just be on a curve, even if what's in the middle is a cube.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm agreeing with.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying,
a lot of scientists
too.
Are very impressed with our show right now.
Or if it's a platter.
Yeah, same.
It could go around the circumference of that platter.
So it's two-dimensional.
It would just rotate around the edge of the circular platter of
still
the shape
a curved
of the Earth.
Trajectory
it
around
still
the
would
platter.
Be curved, yes, exactly.
If I think anything's a possibility, strange things happen in life.
He's got a point.
Good point.
I'm so glad he's our president. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Figure out the SoCal helpful Honda dealers are handing out random acts of helpfulness. We all win with a commercial-free drive home today starting at 5 o'clock here on K-Rock. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. We've got Would You Like to Take That Back, which Ralph just donated to. Appreciate that.
Nope.
We're probably going to talk to Luke Robitaille from the Kings.
I like to play hockey, but now I just help other fellas do that.
Comedian Brian Regan will be in studio. We'll talk sports with Jim Rome. We've got Dr. Drew and also your tickets for K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas as well tomorrow morning.